shit now. You asked, I would've given it. It ain't right how these hoes be winning. Yeah, they be winning. I'm hopeful, girl.
That's right, Montreal. DJ Matty Phillip right here.
And I wanna be, but you
let's go, let's go.
Y'all niggas be making a sense. They say y'all don't know how we met.
Right here in the morning detour, the third anniversary. We're doing it big, baby, right here at DJ Kicks. Special shout out going to all the supporters out there.
I almost wanted something different, still don't know.
I tell you, the decoration right here is sweet, boy. Shout out to the decor girls in the house who did the nice decoration, the backdrop. You know who we talk about, right?
Oh, cool girl like me.
How come, baby, when it
as we keep the vibes going, let's go, Montreal.
Don't let go out of me. Oh, I'll be. Yeah. That's what you wanted? That's what you get? Oh, I'll be. Look what you did, kid. Yeah, oh, I'll be. What you did to me.
Hey, Maddie. Hey, hold on, Maddie. Hey, hold on. You can't play this like regular people. You can't play this like regular people. It's the number one morning show in the country. They want to give it to urban radio, huh? This guy brought his sound back. It's that Tory Lanez. It's that Lady of Neptune. It's the mighty CKUT. Let's go.
Let me touch you tonight. Ah, it's so warm in my bed. I'm in mood to try. Test my love. Not my patience. Ah, you give it to me.
Good morning, DJ.
On CKUT. No, I need you, baby. When I think you are the worst, it's your don't ever leave me, baby. Sit back, relax, and push the button to start it. Don't you leave me, baby. Ain't nobody else is sitting at the throne. No, it's I need you, baby.
Don't forget, people, don't be shy to pass by DJ Kicks. Big things going on right here, you know what I mean? Big things! You got the Garden of the Galaxies right here, live in the flesh.
Watching you dance for me makes my soul stand so high. I don't know what to
MTL, do. Please stand up.
Watching you love me so good.
CKUT 90.3.
Makes me flow my heart.
We're rocking the old school sound effects right now, you know what I mean? The Gemini movement.
Give it to me. Love me under a million stars. Love me good tonight. We can only do who we are. I want to stay in the floating. No, cause I need you, baby. When I fuck you, all the ways that you want it. Don't ever leave me, baby. Sit back, relax, and push the button to start it. Don't you leave me, baby. Ain't nobody else is in there to float it. No, cause I need you, baby.
Baby.
Yes, 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 yes. Montreal, my city. Welcome back to the Morning Detour. 3-year anniversary. Wheezy Moon Chaser alongside Lorena XO. Lorena's like you graduated from Lorena PR. Now you're Lorena XO and Lorena PR. So you're multiple things at once.
I do a lot of stuff.
Listen, under 30 days. November 7th, municipal elections last year was a 40% voter turnout. I said, you know what? We're going to educate our 20,000 listeners on a Friday morning.
Yeah, we need to do better.
I don't want nobody saying I'm bipartisan. You know, I try to get everybody on the show. Who answers your email, answers your email. So this morning, you know, we got the homegirl on the show. Listen, I'm biased about her, though. Stephanie Henry King is coming up later on the show. But before that, you know I'm an uptown soul. And you know the show has brought you an NDG. DG Kick 6714 Fielding. Listen, who we're about to bring onto the stage right here? He might be the real deal.
The big deal.
He's going for a mayoral candidate for the borough of CDN NDG on his IG. I like his IG name. It's the real CDN NDG. That was a bold, bold statement. See, look, he's pulling on my heartstrings. How you coming here with the OVO crew neck? How you coming here though?
Yeah, well, I got a little story about this place, too. I mean, growing up in the neighborhood in NDG, you know, just over on Cavendish.
And, yeah.
A bit of a sneakerhead myself, and I brought some kicks in here to put on consignment, but they didn't take them. They didn't want anything to do with them, so that was a bit of a rough out. But
yo, Shondell, if you're listening, you need to come downstairs. Yeah. We have a complaint, but we have Matthew Kerr in the building. So you're running for mayoral candidate for the borough of CDN NDG.
That's right.
Listen, there's a lot of visible minorities in these boroughs.
Yep.
There's a lot of things. You know, I'm from uptown myself, so it speaks really to my heartstrings. So before we get into that, how did you kind of get into politics here?
It really just started sort of on a whim. I work in community work with the homeless in downtown Montreal. Mm-hmm. And I was doing my route, as I would, mm-hmm. with Street Suds. It's an industrial laundry facility. We take in laundry contracts, and we process them, bring them back to the shop, and then they go out. And I was doing my route as usual, and I heard Balarama on the radio. And I said, oh, man, you know, this guy, you know, he lines up with my ideals and, you know, and what I believe in. Yeah. So let me just throw my name in the hat. I had, didn't hear anything.
Yeah.
So I was wondering, okay, what's going on? I kind of put it behind me. And then he called me up personally, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah.
And so I met him downtown and I explained to him, you know, I was born in Côte des Neiges. I grew up on the corner of Victoria and Mackenzie.
Okay. Oh, come on. Listen, this is my sister, brother. You know, right. I'm from Brett and Westbury.
Okay.
It's like New York, though. We shout out corner sister. Yeah.
I'm left out.
You from Burgundy. You know, yeah. Stephanie's your girl. You're going to interview Stephanie right. after.
Right, yeah. So growing up in Côte des Neiges was great on that corner. Mm-hmm. So I was, you know, talking to Balarama, I explained to him, yeah, born and raised in Côte des Neiges, lived there for the first, 15 years of my life. And then we moved to the Deej and, you know, where I attended Royal Avail. Mm-hmm. And just explained to him how I'm an ambassador for the borough. I'm sort of like the prodigal son in a way of NDG Côte des Neiges. And I wanted to come on board and push, the agenda of Mouvement Montréal. And it's a great platform, it's a great party, and it just lined up with what I was doing with community work, and it was heavily community involved, activism, yeah. and all that. So here
okay.
I am now.
Okay, Matthew Kerr in the building, move on, more. Your heart's in the right place.
Yep.
Okay, so when you got in there, CDN NDG, what are some of the issues that, you know, based on your research, based on what you guys are doing, mm-hmm. what are some of the issues that the district is facing at this moment?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the housing crisis is a priority.
Yeah.
You know, that's really on our top agenda, how to sort of figure that out and create strategies to solve that issue. I mean, we're noticing as well within the borough, there are, you know, abandoned lots, abandoned buildings, derelict spots. And we're just thinking to ourselves, well, these spaces could be used, for housing, for real apartments, right? Like, just
we got space for apartments.
They
keep putting condos by the metro. Like, I don't know what's going on Jean Talon, then by Coast and Catch, and we have all these other lots that we could put affordable housings, right?
Right.
But I guess it's not a priority. So it leads me to ask myself, where's the city trying to go with this? Like, do you just want people to just leave the city that can't afford to live in the city or to have no place to live? Is that the end goal?
I can't speak for what their angle is. I mean, to me, it's not sustainable.
Yeah.
You know, it's unaffordable. When we're talking about affordable housing, we're talking about 30% of your income. And so, you know, you look at these condos and these new developments, you're talking about upwards of $400,000 on average. So I don't know too many people in my circle that are making that. But for the average person, especially for people who have been in the borough for forever, let's be honest, you know, there's like multi-generational families in this borough, and they're just, you know, they're being pushed out. And when people get pushed out of neighborhoods, it pushes out culture, pushes out friendships, community. So, you know, it's just becoming generic, in my opinion. So, you know, this whole thing about condos and building up condos, we're not about that. I'm not about that, yeah. At least. You know?
Too much condos, and the condos are smaller than a jail cell at this point. You spend all this money.
It reminds me of New York. That's what it reminds me of.
Yeah, $2,000 a month for just a studio corner. You just get a bathroom, Lorena, and two walls. Oh, man, beautiful thing. Matt Chikur in the building. He's running for mayoral candidate for borough of Golden Edge. And are you nervous a little bit to be the mayor? Like, you know what I mean? This is a deep borough. Isn't it? It's not like, you know, and in no disrespect to all the other 18 or 16 boroughs, I don't know how it breaks down. Right. But Golden Edge NEG is like, this is the life. But it's like the Harlem, Brooklyn roll into one amongst you all.
I love the pressure. and just to be part, you know, in the borough, I'm born in the borough. Mm. I've always loved it so much. I've had so much fun here. So many great friendships, relationships, everything you can think of, every rite of passage. Mm-hmm. So I'm ready here, and I'm ready to represent, and I know I'm gonna do a good job because I care about this borough deeply. Mm-hmm. You know, I walked into politics not with necessarily a political hat, but rather a community hat. Yeah. And so I'm really all about the community, and then growing up in Côte d'Ivoire too, seeing that sense of community across the street from the Curry House Sunday night,
See, you can't be saying things to play on my heartstrings. You're calling out Curry House, okay? You was out there on Victoria? He was on the Vic like that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, man. Hey, listen, man, Matthew Kerr is putting up a challenge, boy, to these other people. Right? Boy, this CDN NDG, this is becoming a race, Lorena.
It is.
It's becoming a race. You got something for him?
Well, I just wanted to know, moving on to COVID, because that's such a big issue that we're dealing with. So how are you going about tackling COVID for this borough?
Well, it's just really kind of like, for myself at least, just continuing with following the guidelines that are being set out for us. I mean, I think the borough did a pretty good job, containing COVID in the beginning. We had that outbreak where it was looking scary for sure in the beginning. But it's just, you know, we're all in this sort of thing, and it's always a developing sort of issue. Right. Mm-hmm. I think the vaccination is important. I mean, and just trying to get out of this thing and continuing to support each other in the borough, right? You know, wear your mask when you're inside, when you're shopping, just stick with those, with those guidelines there. And, we want to get out of this thing. So, yep.
I'm gonna tell you right now, Matthew, I'm gonna cry when I come off that first flight. When I go to that first resort and I come off the plane, I'm gonna kiss the ground. I'm gonna be like Malcolm X when he went back to Mecca. I'm gonna cry. When I go to that first resort, I'm gonna appreciate everything. Oh, Juan, Miguel, all the servers in Dominican Republic. I shout out to you guys. I can't wait to go back there.
For sure. I'm excited about the states too. The borders reopening. The land borders.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Yeah.
I'm going straight to Kennedy Chicken. I don't know if you're a Kennedy Chicken. Oh, it's okay, so my New Yorkers. No. I'm going straight to Kennedy Chicken on Utica and Kennedy. It's funny because it's on Utica and Kennedy. I'm going straight to Kennedy Chicken. No fries. Just give me 30 pieces of chicken.
That's the way to do it.
And I don't do legs though. You know I'm fussy. I'm from uptown. I'm fussy a little bit from uptown. Right. Matthew Kerr in the building with us. Before we let you go, I'll let you give a one final pitch why people should vote, because we are in NDG. We're coming to you live from DG Kicks, located at 6714 Fielding. And I'm also from uptown, Côte d'Ivoire. So why should people vote for you on November 7th? It's coming up too. It's around the corner. Like, I'm eager to vote too. I'm about to get my ballot ready. Move my Molly Owls in the building. You know how we do things, Matthew Kerr. Why should people vote for you?
You know, I'm really a frontline worker, right? I'm a frontline person, and my goal is, you know, to be on the ground in the borough at all times. You know, transparency is key for me. You know, none of this hiding the budget, where's the money going? That's very, very important. You know, this is other people's money. They need to know where it's going. They need to know what's being spent. I want to try, you know, going to do my best to tackle this housing issue. Focus on some of the tertiary sports as well, like secondary sports. We focus a lot on soccer and baseball in the borough, but we want to see more basketball courts. We want to see, you know, other sort of terrains for the kids to go out and
that seems to be a hotbed topic. I saw Valley Fund more basketball courts, and then it was like, okay, more basketball courts, but no NBA team. I'm like, I don't see the correlation. Just let the kids go out and play. Like, let's get the courts. Like, well, how does that correlate to the NBA teams, right?
Well, I mean, let's start on the ground first. Let's get some ballers in the borough first, and then we maybe
cricket is a big thing in uptown right now.
Yeah, definitely.
These guys are all here all throughout the pandemic. They had their colors. What? What's the park? Van Horn Park.
Van Horn Park, yeah. Fine, but then Confederation Park as well. I just attended the Hilltoppers.
Listen, I got to join a cricket team with Matthew.
Yeah.
Matthew, you look like a man of the people, man. Move on more than y'all, man. I like the cut of you guys' jib over there. Balarama was on our show a week before he announced. Okay. And listen, I know we're not CBC. I know I'm not Janella Massa, but I asked him. I said, listen, a lot of people want you to run. And then a week later, he announced. Now I'm waiting for the follow-up. So he's dodging the smoke. Because that interview will be like Charlamagne the God. And that will be like the Breakfast Club. I'll put him on the spot. But Matthew Curry, I want to urge people, if you like what he's saying, if you like what he's dishing out, Matthew Curry is running for mayoral candidate for the borough of Côte-des-Neiges and NDG from Mouvement Montréal. We want to appreciate you taking time to be on the Morning Detour. I know it's really early in the morning.
It's not that early. I really appreciate you having me and inviting me on the show. I want to say happy anniversary as well.
Thank you, man. Listen, we made it past one. Like, once you get the three, you're a proven entity. Definitely. You get the three, like, okay, you guys are official.
Absolutely.
So thank you for being here. Mouvement Montréal, we'll play some more music. And then we have Stephanie Henry King coming. Lorena's going to take that interview.
Legendary.
listen, she might take over the whole Southwest borough. I don't know what's going on. It's the Morning Detour, 3 anniversaries. The Mighty CKT 90.3 FM. DJ Matty, Gardens of the Galaxy. Let's get into some more on B.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Hey. If you're at work, you already know you can catch us live on Facebook or YouTube. The Morning Detour 514. We're still giving you that R&B. DT Matty on the ones and twos. We didn't give you one. We didn't give you two. We gave you 3 years of madness. Hey.
You got a lot to say lately. You got a lot up on your mind. You got a lot you're doing, baby. I just need a little time to explain what's been going on. But your impression on me got me wrong. Grab you a cup, now pour a drink up, and don't say another word.
Switching, I had to cut them off. So many that
hold on. You can't place like regular people.
Hold on,
DJ Matty. If you haven't bumped the new Meek Mill, if you haven't heard Love Train. The More Detour 3 anniversary. We gotta play that new Meek Mill. This one spoke to me, Matty. This one spoke to me differently. It's that Love Train.
I only can tell you the truth.
Montreal, my city. The Morning Detour 3-year anniversary.
I seen so many new switching, I had to cut them off.
Lolo.
So many that getting different. We stuff.
Weezy.
I have the score. I want for more. Strum like it's at the yard.
DJ
Matty. You ain't
got
to talk behind my back. You know my number called.
Hey.
Call me. Call me. Call me. Cause I heard they said I wasn't feeding the team. Wow. I'm in the studio all night, but I'm like, what do you mean? Put all them nights in private flights, but like we living a dream. Remember we said we wouldn't let deep get in between. When people told me you was jealous, I just wouldn't believe. And when they tell me you was fucked, no, I couldn't believe it. I tried to give you all my blessings, but you
no
couldn't receive it.
Because
you
was missing the people DJ. That were. It's Matty Phillip.
Montreal, my city, keep it locked. We got giveaways coming up. We're coming to you live from DG Kicks. If you want to call the show, 514-448-4013. 514-448-4013. We are streaming live on Facebook and YouTube. Good morning, Detour. It's the 3-year anniversary of the best show in the country. This is Urban Radio.
No pandemic could stop this DJ. It's Matty Phillip.
I seen so many new switching, I had to cut them off. So many stacking different, we stuff. I up the score, I want some more. I'm like, it's up to y'all. You ain't got to talk behind my back, you know my number, call me. Cause I heard they said I wasn't feeding the team. I'm in the studio all night, I'm like, what do you mean? Did all them nights from private flights, like we living a dream. Remember we said we wouldn't let you get in between. When people told me you were jealous, I just wouldn't believe. And when they tell me you was fucked, no, I couldn't believe it. I tried to give you all my blessings, but you couldn't receive it. Cause you was listening to people that was listening to people. I had to get up and leave you, cause you couldn't even see it. All this fame turned to a monster like Resident Evil. And once the love turned toxic, think it's better I don't see you. Cause I've been running on my million, been revving my ego. I put my money for my so we never get you. Cause the world keep turning, the money keep burning. Living and I'm learning, ain't no cause I'm concerned with. I seen everybody change on me about some money. Love to get rich, came home, stacking funny, I can't cut it. I'm just strapping and I ain't talking. Swear to God, none of y'all but not grab for my coffin. Swear to God, baby, playing some sense when I'm talking. And I can't say I'm running them trinkets, but I ain't walking. I seen so many niggas switching, I had to cut them off. So many bitches acting different, we stop, bro. I up the score, I want for more. I'm like, it's up to y'all. And you ain't got to talk behind my back, you know my number, call me. Cause I heard they said I wasn't feeding the team. I'm in the studio all night, I'm like, what do you mean? Did all them nights from private flights, like we living a dream. Remember we said we wouldn't let deep get in between. When people told me you was jealous, I just wouldn't believe. And when they tell me you was, yo, I couldn't believe it. Let me give you some game, how you gonna maintain? Niggas that hit it talk like they be saying things. And I know y'all booed up and that's cool, but you know things change. And you a good girl, but I seen good girls go play the same game. Turn to bad girls and make rearrange things. And everything just turn into a blank game. Look at her like a watch, she could be a nice watch. You could get a plain Jane. You take that same watch, but sit down, ain't worth the same thing. But it's gonna shine when the lights hit it. A little bling bling. You add some diamonds to it, get a little shine into it. But think about it, take a good girl, add some wild into it. That's like a bust down rollie, don't hold no vibe to it. And now you at the jeweler trying to trade it in. Cause time is money, gotta watch what you spend. You can't make it again. I've been down this road with too many and I can't take it again. Take me away, all my pain expensive. I got people trying to take me out like I ain't helping venom. Smelling venom like Baccarat, money on the menu. And I never cost nobody to help me to a million. Why you even finessing? I wasn't even checking. Look at yourself, buying the hand, they gave you extra. You try to leave me for dead. This ain't checkers. I act like I don't notice, and then I bring it to your chest up, to the neck up. Aiming at your head soon as I catch up. Too many million social media and don't impress us. Too many feelings while I'm rapping, while I'm messed up. I seen so many niggas switching, I had to cut them off. So many
bitches acting different, we suffer. On CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, okay. I'm coming to a little bit too loud here, man. We have too much volume dials up here in the morning, Detour. Montreal, my city. It is about 8:23 in the morning. I see you guys are listening online. You guys are in your car. Please call in sick this Friday. Come on down to DG Kick. No, I haven't said that in a long time.
People need to get paid.
Listen, man. Yo, ain't nobody talking about this ceremony. Everybody's been real, real quiet. Real quiet about this ceremony. That's gonna be my Halloween outfit this year, I promise you. Now, Montreal, my city, we're gonna keep it up. Move my Molly out, still in the building. We just had Matthew Kerr on, very dope dude. Man, friend of the show. I don't think we should say that. Cause they might say we biased, but we have everybody on.
Maybe we are biased.
She has a degree in political science. She is running as a candidate for the first time. I wanna be out there on the picket lines for her. I wanna be going door to door for her. Can I get in the... I want to be on the phone lines. I've always... Listen, I came out watching West Wing. I love the West Wing. Show me the behind scenes of politics. I came out watching the newsroom. I want to be on the phone for Stephanie Henry King. I want to do the cold calls. I want to get the big donors. Can we have a gala for Stephanie Henry King? Move my money out. Southwest. friend of the show, Stephanie Henry King's in the building. How are you doing this morning, Queen?
I'm so good. What an introduction. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And happy anniversary to you guys. 3 years. That's amazing.
Listen.
Thank you.
Listen, I shouldn't be allowed to call. Okay, people are calling. People are calling. They got to chill a little bit. They got to chill a little bit. Hold on. Let me get this interview off. But it's always a pleasure having you here. Now, you were on about a month ago.
Yes.
Now, I know a lot has changed for you. Has it become more real for you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's been really amazing. It's been a crazy month since I've been here. And it's going to be a crazy 2-3 more weeks until the election. And we're just here to push forward. But it's all been great stuff.
So we have a lot of questions. We were asking Matthew some questions about his borough, but mm-hmm. you're running for a city councilor in another borough. So we want to know about that too, because a lot of people like myself grew up in Little Burgundy, grew up in that area. Don't laugh. Finally, we get some Burgundy people up in here.
Right? Don't laugh. It's about the Burgundy.
Honestly, he's a hater. He was hating on our apartments back in the day because he didn't understand.
What I don't understand. You guys can't call a low income housing when you guys have an upstairs and a downstairs.
Yes, you can.
In yes, Burgundy. You can.
Listen,
yes, you
no, can. No, that's baller shit. I don't have that in Uptown. Me and Matthew didn't have that. Me and Matthew didn't have
well,
that Uptown.
We had something different. It's all the same, though.
Exactly.
Right? Lorena had every shades of velour suits. Low income? I don't think so.
Anywho, so there are questions that people have, of course, that we want to know. So your perspective, like, what do you see the major issues for that borough that's happening now?
Yeah, so we have quite a few things. So I grew up in Little Burgundy, was born and raised there, lived most of my life there. And right now, the things that we're seeing that people need to address and people need help with are definitely affordable housing. Mm-hmm. Little Burgundy in particular is historically a community where there are people that need social services, and affordable housing has not become what it's meant to be. So we need to work on that. Also, what's really important is the reallocation of funds away from the SPVM to social services. We have a community that has a pretty strained relationship with the SPVM. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of work needs to be done there, but we need to start. I really feel we need to start from scratch. We need to work from the ground up to rebuild connections and to help support the community. There's so much money that can be parsed into better ways to help them out.
Definitely. No, I love that, because all of those issues, I mean, it's something that I think a lot of people have been like rallying for a mm-hmm. long time. And so what we're hoping us as people is that we finally get people elected that are going to make, you know, a difference for us, that are going to work for us. So I see that a lot in Movement Montreal yeah. with the information that you guys have been putting out. So I'm really excited
yeah.
about everything that you guys are doing. So I do want to know, too, because we do need a lot of people to come out and vote as well. So mm-hmm. if you could tell the people, like, why exactly they should vote for you or vote for anybody else within your party, too.
Yeah, so first and foremost, I definitely have a bias. I think everybody should vote Movement Montreal. We're a really great party. Our slogan is people before politics, and it's just to echo what Matthew was saying earlier. We are community workers. We're in the communities. We're not career politicians. We're people that want to make a change and have really deep ties to our communities. To add on to that, it's your civic duty to vote. You have to have your voice heard. If we're not at the table, then we can't make a difference. So depending on how you vote, just exercise that right. And I tell people all the time that, especially in municipal politics, your vote is where you have the most immediate change. Yep. You want to see something happen in your community, then vote the right people in. And that's my advice to anybody. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. It's really where you make a difference.
Listen, I don't know about y'all. I sound convinced. I'm convinced. I'm like, you know what I mean? I'm good. I'm like, okay. No. So where do I put my number 2 pencil and check this box off?
But even more than just voting, how can people get involved if people are yeah. feeling a connection to Movement Montreal and they want to help? Like, Weezy wants to answer the phone calls and yeah. go out there. How can people get involved?
Yeah, visit our website, movementmontreal.ca. Go online. We have a great bank of volunteers. Mm-hmm. We need as many volunteers as we can. We're going door to door. We're calling. We are a new political party, and yep. we need the help, even in just resharing, reposting, talking to your parents, talking to people that don't have, you know, the access that you do about what's coming up. All of that is important, but definitely visit our website to help volunteer. That would be absolutely amazing. All the volunteers, the better.
And I did want to ask too, because yesterday there was an email that was put out towards the party leader, Balarama Holness, that was really crazy, especially during this time. So I just wanted to know, like, how did you guys deal with that? Is that something that's happening to all of you? Because it is a very diverse party.
Yes.
So a lot of people are not used to that as well, even though other people are trying to do diversity. But I just feel that Movement Montreal might be a little biased, but I see it to be the most diverse.
Yeah.
So how are you guys handling
that? So to the point of the email that Balarama received, he's a very resilient man. We stand behind him fully. We support him. At the end of the day, he is a human being. He is trying to make the city better, and he deserves that respect. And he's a family man. He's a father. He has a child. I don't think anybody should speak to anyone in that type of way, but we have to step out of, you know, this political realm and remember that we're just people. And to the point of diversity, I mean, just look at our post of all the candidates. We represent Montreal. It is not a homogeneous society. We look like the rest of Montreal, and I think that that plays into our strain. We want people, like, how I always wanted to be a civil servant. I never saw myself represented, and I thought it was a shame because there's so many people that are willing to do the work and that want to help their communities, but they don't see anyone that looks like them, and it's really unfortunate because we're missing out on so many opportunities, and we finally have a party that looks like Montreal. At the end of the day, like, you want to vote people in that, like, that look like you, that resonate with what you have to say, that understand your struggles, and
I'll even take it a step further too, like, for you as well, it's more than you just looking like us too. You have the education, like, you have the skill, like, you know I'm not just putting people in place because they look like me, but you also have the skill, so that's a beautiful thing as well.
We're here to do the work. We're here to show that that, you know, we're not, you know, as I said before, we're not career politicians, but we're in the communities. We know what's going on. We talk to people. We're not just here for, you know, for the clout. We're not here to look nice on a poster. We're here to do the work.
But I think it's good too that it's so relatable. So then we have you, like, you grew up in Burgundy, so I could probably relate to stuff that you went through, same vice versa. And then with Matthew being from Côte d'Ivoire.
Yeah, finally somebody for me. Find somebody for me. And because you over here with this Burgundy thing.
I hate it.
Burgundy people are so different. Listen, we've been beefing for 2 weeks here. I feel a way. Last week she called me shady. Last night
there's
we're setting up.
She could undertone of shade.
I mean, I'm feeling a little bit of the shade.
Thank you.
If you want to be like us, just say so. You know what I mean?
Listen. Burgundy people are. You guys are like Harlem Nights, man.
You know,
Côte d'Ivoire people are like Brooklyn. Burgundy people are like Harlem. Everybody always knew that. And then DG people are like Philadelphia.
Okay.
Or DG could be Queens or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I was like, Philly, that's off.
I stay within New York. I forgot to ask Matthew this question, but we'll ask this hard question to Stephanie Henry King here, running for the Southwest Borough. Last week, me and Lorena were talking about this. Valerie Plante, you know, she's voiced support for the Goals Bill 96, and she goes, Montreal's not a bilingual city. Now, I'm not an expert. Me and Lorena, we only live in the city our whole lives. We're 30 plus years old. I see a lot of people that look different. It seems a little bit mixy. Now, I get it. I've traveled around Quebec. I know the large majority of Quebec outside of Montreal is predominantly white. I get that. But Montreal, a little mixy.
Yeah.
A lot of visible minorities.
Visible minorities.
You know what I mean? If I could count more than 5-6 boroughs that are a little bit mixy out of 19, I think that makes us bilingual. No.
So
help me understand. I don't know.
So here's the thing with bilingualism. We did come out and say that we want Montreal to be a bilingual city. And I think that people see that headline and they freak out and they don't understand exactly what that means. We're not taking away from the French language. We understand the history of the French language.
Yeah.
We understand that it's relevance to the city. Mm-hmm. We even came out with part of our platform saying that we want to help people that want to learn the language have subsidized classes. So we're pushing forward in promoting the French language.
Yeah.
Where the bilingualism part comes in is that we want to give people access to legal documents in both languages, where they're able to go in and find information in their preferred language. That's where the bilingual comes in. Yes, day to day, you walk into a store, you hear people speak English. We're not going to run away from that. But we're also not taking away from the French language. And I have to stress that enough because it's become a very hot topic.
Yeah.
And people see a headline and they run with it, but there is a lot of research and policy behind it and onto why we want to become a bilingual city.
It makes perfect sense to me, especially if you're in a city that has a lot of visible minorities and mixed ethnicities, right?
Of course.
That, you know, you offer the government materials in different languages to accommodate them. The point is to get the things filled out, right?
Exactly.
And you know Montreal and Quebec is about red tape. You know we're about our administrative fees, because you get a ticket for $79, mm-hmm. and then the administrative fees be $150. So it costs Susie... It's going to cost you $150 just for Susie to stamp your paper or to just press send.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the city we live in. So it makes sense to me. And I feel like it's so messed up. I feel like we're the only place in the world where language is such a big issue. Like,
mm-hmm.
yep. why, we've been trying to figure it out here on the Morning Detail. Like, you know, we're about to send out some investigators, some pet detectives or something. Where and how was the French language under duress? Because I've spoken to people in Paris. I've spoken to people in France. And they're like, we good.
Mm-hmm.
We good.
I think that... What's getting people right now, especially like those that are pushing for conserving the French language, is that they're afraid that it's going to go away. And that's not what we're pushing for. We want the French language to remain strong. We want to give people access to it. But on the same side of that coin is that we want to help people that aren't able to speak the language yet or are struggling with it to still have access. And I think that that's fair.
Yeah. Now listen, I don't know if they want fair in this problem. So, you know, all I keep hearing is French and Valerie Ponce on the Hill. Well, we've reached out to her, so I have three questions. So hopefully she sits down with us. But listen, I want to thank you, Stephanie Henry King.
Thank you so much. Southwest,
when you see the ballot. So let people know all the different things, because you have Burgundy, you have...
Yes, so the Southwest is a huge borough. We have a very big team, so I just want to do a quick rundown of who's on it.
Yeah.
Keaton Clark is running for borough mayor. I'm running for city councilor in the southwest part of St. Henry East, Little Burgundy, Point St. Charles, and Griffintown. I also have Nafija, who's running as borough councilor in the same area. And on the other side, we have Sam Donnell, who's running for city councilor in St. Henry West, Villemard, and Côte St. Paul, as well as Tara Starr, who's running for borough councilor. So we have a pretty big team. We have a full team, and we're here to serve.
Listen, if I ran for politics, I better get a big office.
Can I just talk a little bit?
I'm giving you my dreams and aspirations. We're not third yet. We're official now.
Speak it into existence.
I've always wanted one of those Oakwood desks. Let me get one of those Oakwood desks. Listen, come on. We all watch House of Cards. So nobody want to be like Frank. That's you. No, you don't answer that, Stephanie. Let's go to the next. I'm gonna get nobody in trouble. Ballarama, you're still dodging me, huh? Ballarama, you ever come sit down with me? Move my money out in the building. Shout out to Matthew Kerr, running for mayoral candidate for CDN NDG. Stephanie Henry King, running for the Southwest District City Councilor. Beautiful thing, man.
Yes.
I'm gonna vote for you. I make sure you get a big office. Everybody needs a big office.
With the desk.
With interns. I just want two interns. Montreal, my city. You know how we do things. It's the Morning Detour. DJ Manny and the ones and twos. Coming up next, I guess eventually we got to do some news. So coming up next, we got some local international news. You know how we do things. We on Fridays.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, Montreal, my city. Make sure you call us up. 514-448-4013. 514-448-4013. This is the heart of the city mix. This is all Montreal artists for the next hour. Nothing but Montreal artists. Coming up next, we got local and international news.
Je divise, croyant mais je vais pas à l'église. Ambitieux, c'est chill où je vise. En quarantaine, t'as entendu juste de ton balcon. Monsieur Crabbe, j'ai la recette. J'ai qui m'envie, petit plancton. Dans ses yeux, je vois la fin. J'ai peut-être un gentil, mais fais pas le con. L'ambition dans les veines, je vais défoncer le plafond. Free kick, ballon, béni, je suis messie dans mon salon. Mati, marron, je lui ai dit que ça rentrait dans ballon. Je suis toujours sur ID, je sais plus c'est quoi mon prénom. Jamais nous nous gênons. Si nous voulons, nous prenons le fromage et la croûte. Je tombe sur un trou, j'ai une poutre. Un pack
pas un bout. Un gros X pour ceux qui doutent. Indissociable, je suis toujours dans ma bulle. Je suis gelé comme le Christ, pourtant je suis si canicule. Y'a des fois si je marche toujours avec un pack. Mon sac à bac rodé un Mac. Un peu plus de rap que de frappe. Quand je choque, je vais faire sauter le trap. Je les blesse comme le pape. Je lance sa frappe. Je te héros sans cap. Mais jamais je cap. Pas de mentir, je m'en foutais de la musique. Je suis gêné, je déteste l'attention. Mais à force me faire payer pour le faire. Péter le bouffe, c'est de ma passion. J'enregistre, je fais des rations. Mon sens, c'est son autre génération. Ils se demandent c'est quoi la recette. Continuez à chercher des planctons. Si c'est dans mon chemin, je le brise. Si on vient ensemble, je divise. Croyant, mais je vais pas à l'église.
Hello, 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 hello.
Hello, good morning. Good morning to the morning detour.
Finally, we got the phones to work. Finally, we got the phones to work. What's going on? What's going on here? Who are you and where are you calling from?
Well, I got to say good morning to the morning detour, one of Montreal rating station.
Yeah.
And as an elder in the city,
yeah.
I got to give all the prep. I got to give all the, I don't know what to say. I just say God is good that we got 10 years to...
We ain't trying to go we 10 got, without being paid, though. I ain't going to hold you. We try to go 10 without being paid.
Yeah. You know, like, you know, 10 years is not no easy, you know, not no easy 10 years. We're looking at 365 days by, you know, it's a lot of time. And we want to say thanks on the behalf of my wife and myself and the family. We want to say, like, listen, continue to do what you guys are doing.
Yes, sir.
Because whatever you guys are doing is very, very, very a lot, because a lot of people wouldn't get out of the bed at this hour to be doing anything on a station. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, I've been up since 5 o'clock, man. Trust me, man. Shout out to DJ King. Shout out to Sean Dell for getting up so early in the morning and dealing with us, man. But shout out to everybody on the block, man, doing support, man.
Yeah. Big up everybody down there, the whole crew. But don't worry, I will be passing through in the next half an hour, you know?
Yeah, man, we're going to 11.
Show my respect.
All right, then. So let's go back to the mix, DJ Matty.
Je te héros sans cap, mais jamais je cap. Pas de mentir, je m'en foutais de la musique. Je suis gêné, je déteste l'attention. Mais à force me faire payer pour le faire. Péter le bouffier de ma passion. J'enregistre, je fais des rations. Mon sens, c'est son autre génération. Ils se demandent c'est quoi la recette. Continue à chercher des planctons. Si c'est dans mon chemin, je le brise. Si on vient ensemble, je divise. Croyant, mais je vais pas à l'église. Ambitieux, c'est où je vise. Si c'est dans mon chemin, je le brise. Si on vient ensemble, je divise. Croyant, mais je vais pas à l'église. Ambitieux, c'est où je vise. Dans mon chemin, je le brise. Si on vient ensemble, je divise. Croyant, mais je vais pas à l'église. Ambitieux, c'est qui je vise.
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. The Get Money Boys. They say there's no artists in Montreal. They say there's no artists in Montreal. Get Money Boys. Hold on, you gotta pull me up. You gotta pull me up, DJ Matty. This is the number one morning show in the country. I am the Montreal Kobe Bryant. They know that I'm nice. They hate that it's me. This is the mighty CKT 90.3 FM. 3 years anniversary. We're going to 11 o'clock. GMB, get money, boys. That's that piled up. This is that Heart of the City mix. Let's go, DJ Matty.
Hey, hey, avec le temps, je sais que j'ai blessé. J'sais pas ce qui m'a pris, je ne pouvais pas m'empêcher. Hey, hey, on se repent pour tous nos péchés. Hey, mais malgré tout, je ne pouvais pas demander. Qu'on parle en haut.
Every time I turn my back, you break my heart. I invest into you, I can't take it back. All the loving girl that I share with you. I kick it to the curb, I don't care about you. And nowadays, man, yeah, I'm flexing, man. Tend to down in the streets, I don't care about you. I ain't thinking about what you do. Your friends, everything you try to do.
Hey, hey, avec le temps, je sais que j'ai blessé. Je sais pas ce qui m'a pris, je ne pouvais pas m'empêcher. Hey, hey, on se repent pour tous nos péchés. Hey, mais malgré tout, je ne pouvais pas demander. Qu'on parle en haut. Qu'on parle en haut.
try to play smart. But I got a couple cards in my deck. I told you, bitch, I'm a fucking threat. Right now, I don't need no stress. I got a couple girls in my DM. Yeah, you bet. They wanna sneak in my sheets. Don't know me.
I came in with good intentions, looking expensive. You gon' have to come back to your senses. From the entrance, it's like it'll never stop. For my niggas thugging on the block, just have them touch it cause it's hot. Ayy, throw my L like I'm tryna win again. Think about all of the women and sugar and me. The workers gon' cut out the middleman. Listen to me.
Yeah, let me tell you something, let me tell you something. This is the heart of the city. It's the best morning show in the country. DJ Maddie didn't want to get rid of Urban Radio. We're going 4 hours. We're going until 11. We on Friday. Guardians of the Galaxy.
It's like it'll never stop. Put my niggas fucking on the block. Except don't touch it cause it's hot. Hey, throw my L like I'm trying to win again. Think about all of the women and children. We need the workers, don't cut out the middlemen. Listen to me. Give me a baddie that's ready to build. Now I'm the daddy and I ain't got kids. Gotta invest in the family biz. We can go Italy, we can go Tokyo. Capture all that there on your GoPro. Air Jordan 1 or Air Jordan 4. Oh, you can think of 4-0. It'll last longer. Then I'm like, and I'm like, uh-oh, big money do big teams. You ain't know that place where I come from. Real, real cut though. You gotta know how to hustle. Even if I'm humble, got that one though. Comes like halfway, still on a one foot. Lo and behold, you want to be in a place of gold. And go wherever the gun goes. I'm trying to go where the sun go. Have a blessing, have a stress, so I'm humble. Them times are nice, we have fun though. Money to see that link up, you done them.
Tiptoeing in my Jordans, making it count boardings. Super quads when I'm smoking. Only want the smokes if it's smoking. Ooh! What smoke, you can't afford this. Semi shorty looking gorgeous. Crip walking in my drawers.
Now look at me. You know that I'm in my J's. I'm in a pain and I'm making out of rain. So now look at me. You know that I'm in my J's. I'm in my belt like poppy. I'm in the hearts of hearts.
If you have flu-like or COVID-19-like symptoms, such as fever, cough, loss of taste or smell, or if you have been in contact with someone infected with the virus, it's essential to get tested and to follow isolation instructions, even if you're vaccinated. Screening remains one of the best ways to limit outbreaks. To find out more, visit quebec.ca/test-COVID-19. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
We've never met. And to be honest, we probably never will. That's not really important. But there are probably people out there who are important to you, who are reluctant to get the COVID-19 vaccine for themselves and for their children. We all have our reasons. But if we take the time to listen to others, we can help reassure and support them. And that's really important.
The first step to understanding is listening. If you have questions about the vaccines, visit quebec.ca/vaccine talk. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
When you tell your girlfriend, get changed, you're dressed like a tramp. Change your password so I can see your messages. When are you going to change your mind, you stubborn idiot? Change your attitude when you talk to me. Change your friends. You better change your tone of voice. It's not up to her to change. It's up to you. Violence against women stops now. Talk about it. Do something about it. And call SOS Violence Conjugale. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Montreal, my city. Welcome back to the Morning Detour. We are streaming live on YouTube and Instagram. I keep wanting to say YouTube and Instagram, Lorena, but it's YouTube and Facebook, Detour 514. I'm your host, Wheezy Moon Chaser, the Montreal Kobe Bryant. They know that I'm nice to hate it. It's me. I'm alongside Lorena XO. Lolo, I got some crazy news for you. So let's start off, obviously, with COVID, right?
Okay.
So Quebec delays COVID-19 vaccine mandate deadline for health workers. They're going to push it back about 30 days. Everybody's calling me now. What's going on here? They're going to push it back 30 days. Quebec has pushed back the COVID-19 vaccine mandate for workers in the healthcare network to November 15 amid concerns about an urgent staffing shortage. But hold on, Christian Dubé. I thought you had everything sorted out. Right. I thought you guys were going to bring in scabs. I thought you guys had everything sorted out. But thousands and thousands of people, I think still about 20,000 essential workers, hospital workers, are not vaccinated yet. So that's a crazy load to take on the healthcare system that's already handicapped as well, right?
Yeah.
Then Christian Dubé tried to make some. He was mad, like he didn't really want to do the extension for 30 days. He's like, citing the pressure on the health network amid the weight of the pandemic, Dubé said it would be irresponsible to remove more workers right now. Did we not tell you that in the beginning? DJ Matt's like, easy.
I just wonder if this is something that they're going to continue to push.
Well, you know it's kind of, you know what it's kind of look like to me? It's kind of look like foolish pride. Like, we've gone this far, so we have to continue. Okay. Like you've done a press conference every Wednesday for the last 19 weeks. I mean, like, you've kind of taken us there. But I'll quote him saying, "It is essential to us to protect our network and our patients," he said, describing it as a difficult decision to postpone the mandate. You know, he's tight about it. So as recently as Tuesday, the health minister maintained he wasn't going to budge on the date, saying there was a contingency plan in the works to reduce the impact of suspensions, which involved a reorganization of services. So I guess that failed. Good intentions, it failed. But I still, you know, say, I ain't gonna lie to you. I still know some people in the healthcare profession, you know, I'm in it as well, that are saying, like, they're not coming back. Yeah. And I respect everybody's personal choice. But my bills don't have feelings.
Everybody's in different situations. But, yeah, I do know some people, too, that walked away.
So Quebec to lift capacity limits on bars, restaurants as of November 1st. November's a big month. Mm-hmm. So Quebec will ease pandemic restrictions on bars and restaurants as of November 1st. The government announced yesterday afternoon. Currently limited to half their normal number of customers, bars will be allowed to operate at full capacity, Lorena. The province is also dropping its order that establishments stop selling alcohol at 1 a.m. Thank God. Thank God. And close their doors at 2 a.m. As of November 1st, alcohol sales will be allowed until 3 a.m. Let me tell you, you know me. Historically, I've done Christmas alone. I forgot that restaurant I go to on Crescent Street, but I've done Christmas alone. Yo, girl, man, listen, man, you a true friend though. I ain't gonna hold you. You a true friend. So under rules coming into effect on November 1st, a minimum distance of 1 meter will be allowed between tables in bars and restaurants, down from the current 2 meters. But still, DJ Manny singing and dancing will still continue to be banned.
Oh, that's what I was gonna ask.
When can we wind up, Christian Dubé? When can we wind up? I want to know when we can wind up.
No.
Listen, I've been to a couple clubs. I almost name dropped the club too. I mean, they dancing though. They dancing, but they stop the music every now and then. On Tuesday, there was a strike closing at least 110 Quebec daycares. Educators are saying they earn more at a restaurant job. So some 8,000 children in Montreal and the surrounding regions won't be going to daycare on Tuesday as two more strike days start sweeping through the Northwest province. So what's going on? Teachers are great. Yo, listen, they got to pay teachers more.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, in Quebec, and this is going to be, according to the Canadian teacher salary by province, Quebec, we're at, on average, Quebec's at $46,000 a year. Yukon's at $80,000. Nunavut's at $82,000. Norwest Territory's at $86,000. Ontario's at 55,000. Nova Scotia's at 55.
So we're the lowest?
Yeah. Okay, hold on. Somebody want to patch it. Hold on a second. Yes, hello. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Oni calling in.
Hey, listen. Hey, what's going on, Oni? Yo, we doing a show soon.
I know. I'm listening to you guys. Excuse the frog in my throat, you know, late night, morning.
Everybody had a late night last night.
I actually just wanted to, congratulate you guys again on your 3 years. Here's a million more paid years.
Yeah. Okay. You're a real one, Oni. You're a real one.
Cut them a check. Mm. Also, actually, shout out to Queen Marina. I met her doing the Crown Project.
Yeah.
Yes.
And she gave me a great opportunity to work styling with her. And honestly, it was an amazing experience. And also, shout you out too, Ruby, for moving the camera so you could see Marina, first of all. Okay?
Yeah. Right? Listen,
to see the queen in all her glory. Okay?
Listen, I can leave Marina to do the show by herself. Marina can do the joy. It's all this Lorena love, as if I'm chopped liver up here. Thank you, Odie, for calling us up here.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
but
it.
But also, you know, I think everyone's wondering, it's like 8:54 a.m. The main question is right now, what is in your cup, sir? It is 8:54 a.m.
You gotta show the camera.
And you are red cupping. What is in your cup?
A brand new Lala, try a thing. It's one of our liquor sponsors this morning. I don't know what Brandon Ulala put in this one right here, but we had one of these last night and I was finished. So we're running on 2 hours
of
sleep.
That's actually my family. That's my real family.
Listen, you know. Listen, he's been sponsoring my show for years. Brandon Ulala is a real dude. This dude is a champion, a staple in Montreal dancehall community. I love it, man. Oni, I want to appreciate you. Next time you need to come in person. I know it's early, but goddamn. Pull up.
Trust me, I couldn't rearrange my schedule this morning. That's why I'm calling in. You know what I'm saying? Like, honestly, shout out to you guys for doing what you're doing for the Montreal urban music scene, because it's like weeds out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, when it comes to that, so you guys have been holding it down, and it's been amazing. It's been a great run, and I just hope you guys get those checks cut for the upcoming years.
Yeah.
And yeah, thanks for taking. But also, we're really anticipating Rebecca and I being on the podcast.
Yeah.
Not next week. It's going to be a movie. I'm super excited. But yeah, congratulations, guys.
Well, thank you very much, Oni. Listen, man, we got the phone calls going now. Everything's going. We are going to give away a hoodie, a white hoodie from Kind to Curls.
Yeah, Kind to Curls. They have their satin line hoodies and also a pack of scrunchies. So it comes with two scrunchies in the pack. So
okay,
that's up for grabs.
Yeah, so sorry, I was saying that. Yeah, Quebec's at Quebec teachers make the less of all the provinces. They're at 46,000. Ontario's at 55. New Brunswick's at 53. And then if you want to go into the maximum salary of the category 5 highest tier, obviously Northwest Territories, but like we're talking about below what? Minus 60 up there. They're 127,000 a year. Quebec is still at the top end, 82 grand. Okay, listen. If you guys are calling for the hoodie, you guys gotta wait. Let me get through some of the news first a little bit. Also, too, Montreal, major polluter of St. Lawrence as E. coli plumes drifted to Riviera, study finds. So, E. coli plumes are indicators of other pathogens that can lead to infections and disease, experts say. High concentrations of E. coli bacteria colonies are entering the St. Lawrence River in the Montreal area and following the current as far as Lake St. Pierre and Trois-Rivières. What is going on?
I don't know.
I didn't know people were swimming in the St. Lawrence River. Maddie, you out there swimming like a whale? What's going on?
I've never seen anybody swim.
Maddie looks like a good swimmer. He's like somebody that floats and dives and does all kinds of shit. Like Maddie,
he's agreeing with you.
He's mixy. So we gotta take a look at that, man, because the water is crazy. In Montreal, in some places, up to 1 million E. coli colonies per 100 millimeters of water. And I don't know what that means, but it sounds, if they quote it in this article, it sounds important. The current standard for swimming is 200 colonies per 100 meters. This ain't looking good, man. We gotta look at the St. Lawrence River. And then we have like a whale or something there the other day too.
Yeah, but the people weren't leaving that whale alone and then the whale died.
They killed
me. Well, I was trying to be a little,
Let me tell you guys this. Okay, I got a dope animal story, but let me say this. Like, I know everybody's excited, but I heard my mom on the phone screaming to our neighbor, "We can go to Plattsburgh! We can go to Plattsburgh!" So Canada-U.S. Border will reopen land border to fully vaccinated visitors in November. So United States land and sea border will reopen to non-essential travel in November after a record-long closure due to concerns over COVID-19. So the White House confirmed Tuesday night that fully vaccinated visitors from Canada and Mexico will be welcome at land borders crossing next month. However, officials will not specify what vaccines will be accepted or if mixed doses will meet eligibility tests.
But when are they going to let people know? They should...
Listen, Biden is old. That. Give him some time, Lorena. Biden is old. Give him some time. Work with him a little bit. Work with him. As we said, too, Quebec, Ottawa is urging to take in Haitian refugees after thousands detained and expelled at U.S.-Mexico border. So Montreal's Haitian community group of immigration lawyers asked government to step up. Some Quebecers are calling on the provincial and federal government to take in some of the Haitian refugees who have been detained at the U.S.-Mexico border. I don't know if you guys have seen pictures of this. This is disastrous. I hate what they're doing to my people. It hurts my feelings. And are likely facing deportation back to the impoverished Caribbean island. So for those that don't know, a makeshift encampment under the Del Rio International Bridge in Texas along the border was a temporary home to about 15,000 Haitian refugees last month while they waited to be processed for asylum in search of a better life in the U.S. But members of the Montreal Haitian community denounced the inhumane treatment of migrants at the camp, where images that went viral showed American Border Patrol agents using aggressive tactics to prevent them from entering to the U.S., such as hitting them with leather reins. In the end, 7,000 asylum seekers were expelled to Haiti from the U.S., with Mexico sending back 200 people total. the last remaining migrants were living in a squalid conditions in the camp were cleared out by September 24th. This is crazy. How they treating our Haitian people is crazy. But I got a really, really dope story to back out. I got to give you guys the beer story, and I got to give you guys the Android story before we go to a little bit of music here. So we know in some parts of Canada, they're a little bit more rustic than us. They're a little bit more forestry than us. Yeah. They're a little bit more mixy than us. So a bear enters bedroom window. Alberta family has dilemma on removing it. So imagine this, DJ Manny. A bear enters your home with your two daughters, and then you feel you have a dilemma? Let me walk you through it. So it's common in northern Alberta to see black bears on their own.
Okay.
We don't live in northern Alberta, but we should go and see bears roaming around. People are still calling in. Like, let me finish the news. Can I get through the news a little bit? But the Reddy family had an unexpected close encounter recently at their acreage near Fort McMurray Alta. At first, the bear had gone into the open garage while Sean Reddy was at home with two of his four children, he told CBC Edmonton's Radioactive. Reddy went outside with one of his sons to watch the bear saunter off around the house and presumably back in the woods. So they thought, okay, he was talking about the garage. They thought the bear left and all of that. So, okay, left alone. Turns out the bear went into the house through a side window and was in one of the rooms. And then they had to figure out how to get out. So the black bear took a tour of the home, wandering into another bedroom. Armed with bear spray and joined by a neighbor, the family managed to close the door to the room, hoping the barricaded animal will climb back out the window. No, but the funny thing is, they were saying, they're like, the window he came through was closed.
So he opened the window.
And they say the animals are stupid.
Yeah, but you see that. I saw another one, a bear, it opened a car door.